If you could only describe your first love in one word, what word would you choose?
One word. I choose the word enlightening and or tumultuous. I say at the same time.
Yeah, I get that.
Thank you.
If someone asked you about your first love, what do you think you'd say? Remembering your first love can be uncomfortable, but have you ever thought about your first love? Maybe about the person themselves, or even more broadly, about first love as a concept, about what that first love meant to you, the impact that it had on your life, how it informed the person that you are today. Or maybe you haven't ever thought about it. And that's interesting too, because I think culturally we have this fascination with first love, and I want to know why. So I asked a bunch of people to talk to their first loves, and we're going to explore it together. Each episode, we're going to explore first love firsthand by having first loves of all kinds reunite to have a conversation. Sometimes it'll be insightful.
Even though I've dated people afterwards for like similar if not longer periods, that also still somehow feels like my longest relationship because it was the most formative and because so much learning was involved.
Some moments will be pretty funny.
And I don't remember anything that was said other than like he was being friendly and then he tried to skateboard away and immediately fell.
Sometimes things will get really profound.
It's completely irrational. But I think our first loves break us open in this all-consuming, terrifying, exhilarating way, in a beautiful, bittersweet way where maybe we'll never quite love with such abandon again, and maybe we shouldn't.
And sometimes it'll just be a little bit awkward.
Okay, this is like the most... I'm acting natural.
Yeah.
Help us out, Magenta.
I'm your host, Magenta Bromberger, and this is the First Love Podcast.